women have a camel toe, and men have a, what is it, moose knuckle. Then what about the in-betweens? What do my beanie babies get? What do they get?
They still
have a deer hoof.
They still have.
Yeah, but I want to call it something different for them.
They still have genitals.
I know. But I think
the genitals are called the genital animals.
doesn't matter. The genital doesn't mean that much.
Why are you being so transphobic? Or a moose knuckle? Wow. It doesn't matter. Or are you talking about intersex people?
Wow. Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yes.
Intersex people exist. I don't know if you guys know that. We need to put more spotlight on intersex people.
What about people with two
dicks? So all these transphobes and all these anti-trans laws being passed can stop because they're really hoarding intersex people too.
3, 2, 1.
Hello!
We have nothing planned. And some of them are even forced to have some of their genitals chopped off when they're a child. When they're like born, their parents like choose which genital they have. That's fucked up. Let's talk about that more.
What about eunuchs?
What? Are those people that cut their balls off?
I don't know. Yes. I just said a word.
That's eunuchs. That's from Game of Thrones. That's the only reason I know that exists.
Me too!
And he didn't have balls. He cut his balls off. He held his
castrated.
Balls in a bag.
You're castrated.
Remember, he had his scrotum in a bag next to him the entire
time. You're castrated.
Time. That's insane.
You know, I used to think castrated meant circumcised, so I used to tell people
really?
I was castrated.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. People are probably looking at you like, oh.
You know what I also learned about gays?
What?
On my journey. You know,
they love castration.
No.
Gays and castration, hand in hand, honey.
No,
they said, chop it off.
No, listen
to
me.
Chop it off, baby. Okay.
When someone comes in you, it doesn't just like get absorbed by your body.
No, you have to like.
Didn't know that.
You have to fart it out.
Didn't know that.
You have to go give birth.
Didn't know that.
That happens, yeah.
Didn't know that. Mac, fart, come fart.
That's how I always say it. I'm like, afterwards, I'm always
poop,
like, I gotta go give birth real quick.
Poop shit.
I gotta go deliver these kids.
Ew.
That's what I say.
But how are people like, you ever see?
Not me exposing myself. She bottoms sometimes, okay? It's an accomplishment, and I'm very proud of myself whenever it happens, okay?
I know my parents are taking off. Some of these
it's
people,
a rare occasion, but I'm very proud. Like when it gets to them, I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I did
I
that.
I did that.
Yeah.
It took a second. It took a few minutes.
It's hard. Listen, let me tell you something. But like, how are these people that are like 8 loads deep, how?
People are in, they love the feeling.
But how do you?
It's like the pressure, I think.
That
they love
feeling,
that.
There's something in there.
But I don't think every load stays in there. I think it like starts to fall out after a point.
You know,
it
I think.
It starts to.
I think I know what it feels like because you know how I drink a lot of egg whites?
Yes.
That goes right through you.
I have
and those
IBS.
Bowel, those,
and that's
yes.
what I think it feels like.
Yes.
That's
you
what
know,
I believe.
You ever drink a shit ton of egg whites and then have that bowel movement and then you can empathize with people that are multiple loads deep? That
mm-hmm,
I'm like, wow,
yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Whenever I have a milkshake, I'm like, girl, this is it. This is 10 loads. This was it. Dawson's 13 load week. What is it called? What was that?
Dawson's 13 load weekend.
Yeah, that famous porn that Alaska mentioned in the song.
Anus.
I like turtles. Okay. Hello. 3, 2, 1. Hello.
No, we already did that.
No, we did it.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
No, we did.
And then you started talking about.
No, I did 3, 2, 1, and then you came back, bitch.
Oh, yes, I did.
Calm down.
Yes, I did.
Drink your drink.
Well, welcome to Messy Pod. With Mac and Mike. So, Mike got a sponsor from some like company that sells flavored vodka.
This is not a sponsor.
It's not a sponsor?
No, they just sent it to me and I thought it was good.
Oh, it's just like a PR
it
thing?
Was like a, it looked like a gay brand, so I'm like, yeah, I'm behind it.
A little PR like, hey. Okay.
Yeah, but
well,
you know,
Mike got sent PR. I wish.
Yeah, you should.
I wish I could get sent PR bottles. I want people to just send me bottles just because.
You do. You get more alcohol PR than I do.
I get sent bottles for sponsorships. I don't just get sent bottles just because they hope I say something. I want that.
And I don't drink
I'm
anymore.
I'm not going to say a single shit. I'm going to take this bottle
I'm
after we're done.
I'm not drinking much.
I'm taking this
That's
home.
That's why it's all here.
This is mine.
Okay. Take it, please.
I'll take it. Well, I got to try it first.
Well, tell them if you like it. Well, here's the thing. Y'all, I hate sweet alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
We forget about the audio people in front of me right now.
Well, oh, they can't picture up.
Is a vodka bottle that is painted like a pink, like a light red, almost pink, but mostly red.
It's pink.
Yeah, it's like a pinkish thing. It's cotton candy flavored vodka.
It's pink. It's cotton candy pink.
It's some taste of the rainbows. Is it a gay company or it's just like
it's made
gay?
By a straight man, but it's for gays, I think.
Oh God.
It's very gay. No, he's very good. He's very nice. He's very, very nice.
Straight people that go straight to the fucking rainbow. Straight to the rainbow when they want to advertise for the gays. Like, calm down, you know?
Okay.
Not everything has to be fucking colorful for us, okay? Some gays are goth, okay? Where's the goth representation? Where's the goth gay representation?
Oh, they're gone.
Where's the goth gay pride flag? Goth gay pride. Well, I'm going to stand up for them.
Okay, maybe they should stop unaliving themselves. They'd be around to do.
Let me try this bottle. Let me shut you up and let me try this bottle.
I don't think so either.
I might bleep it. Let me try this bottle.
Whoa. Jesus Christ. So, like, while you get that ready, basically, you all know I really...
Are you in the shot glass or should I just take a swig?
Take a swig. Who gives a fuck?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. It is basically... I hate sweet alcohol because of the hangover that it gives you because there's so much sugar in it. This is sugar-free, so it tries to stay sweet.
It smells like Kool-Aid.
That's racist.
Like, I haven't had Kool-Aid...
That's racist.
...in years because I'm rich. So
are you?
No.
Here's the thing. You try to make it paint yourself like you're like...
I am not rich. I am just bougie.
Okay.
And I know how to make my money last so I can look like I'm rich.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not rich. I just know how to save. Okay, girl. He has a savings account. That's dwindling, girl. It's dwindling.
Maybe you should make a video.
It is fucking dwindling. I started payrolling myself recently, and so I am like, Marcus on the K, he is broke. That's what I'm going to say. Marcus on the K only has enough money to pay rent.
Okay.
Mac does it, has all of it. He's hoarding it. We need to go on strike.
We need to unionize. Because I don't know if you guys know, since we do this podcast.
Unionize against Mac Does It Incorporated.
Technically, I'm on Mac Does It's Mock.
Mock?
Mock.
Mock Does It.
I'm on Mac Does It's payroll now. Yes.
Okay, let me taste this. It smells so much like Kool-Aid.
Well, there's two flavors I have. There's that, and then there's rainbow candy, which is like it's the flavor of those candy necklaces.
This is rainbow candy.
Okay, so that's supposed to, that's not cotton candy.
I thought
candy.
This was cotton candy for
no,
a second.
That, there's cotton candy too. That one's going to taste like, remember those candy necklaces we used to wear as kids?
Mm-hmm.
That's that.
Yo, tastes like powder.
Well, you picked it.
Okay. I can drink this without like anything else.
Okay.
That's dangerous.
That's dangerous.
I'm taking this home.
Go ahead.
This is mine.
That's fine.
Okay.
Tell them.
I just want you to know that.
Tell them that if you guys want to look it up more, I'll give that little Instagram.
I'm having a Friday night hunty.
This man was really, really nice. Let me tell all the girlies and girlies where they can look it up on Instagram and find more if they want, because there's going to be other flavors.
That's dangerous.
Yes, bitch.
Like,
yes.
You can just drink that by it. You can put that on some ice and just like sip.
Yes.
That's insane.
Literally, Rainbow Unicorn Vodka. It's called Rainbow Unicorn Vodka, and it's on Instagram as well.
Yeah,
as of right now, vodka. I think those are their only two. Cotton candy. Cotton candy is called So Fluffy.
Bitch,
and Taste of Rainbows is the rainbow candy.
It is 70 proof, 35% by volume.
Do you want to try the other one? Do you want to try the cotton candy while you're
here? It's distilled 17 times. Why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck
what it. Are you doing? I'll get it. I'll talk to the girls because we have really nothing else to do because we're filming two of these right now. The next podcast, we're going to be with the production studio. But I'm going to be over in Jersey all of October. So we want to get all these ready so we can launch and not miss anything next month. So we're going to do, this one isn't our like official segments or anything yet. We're just wanted to come back.
Yeah, this isn't really our official podcast restart. We kind of just wanted to start beforehand came back acting different.
Yes, taste that. So this is So Fluffy. Cotton candy, baby.
First of all, it smells like
feet.
I think because it's been open this entire time. The air of your apartment is just wafting in.
Oh, first of all, my cleaning lady just left. Bitch.
Your cleaning man, first of all. How dare you misgender?
First of all, this is what's Hollywood. Everyone's a lady. Everyone is she. Everyone is she and her. Everyone here. Everyone is she and her.
That's right.
Even though they're not. But yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
That one's better. Rainbow candy is better.
You like rainbow candy more?
This one just tastes like straight up sugar.
Okay, well, cotton candy. What is cotton candy?
Yeah, just straight up sugar. Yeah.
But there's no sugar in it.
That's crazy.
It's wild. So if you.
That's dangerous, Mike. Why did you show me this? You're going to come to my place one day and just going to see the three bottles of it empty.
Listen.
I'm like, girl, I had a Saturday.
Rainbow Unicorn Vodka. Mac likes you. He'll sponsor if you got those.
Set, hey. I am a vodka girly, okay? I had a Stoli sponsorship for a good second, and they removed it from me because I got bitchy.
Yeah, well, and you know, he likes your vodka, so maybe he wouldn't cost so much money. Just send him PR.
Just send me alcohol. Honestly, send me alcohol and like $200 and like...
Really?
That's an Instagram.
Right now...
Story.
Right now, what...
Let's calm down. Story, girl. Calm down.
Oh, my God. No, today I thought, like, listen, we need to do a fun little cute one. We already filmed one today. I want to do another one. So I see, like, the people on TikTok doing those, like, who's, like, it's basically who's more likely to. And everybody just, like, sits there and does it to the audio, and people love that shit. So I thought, like, let's look up one of those ones on Google, and I know it's going to be, like, stupid ones. Like, who's most likely to, like, want to be a frog?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's...
Who's most likely to wake up as a mermaid?
But, like, let's talk about that. Like, and I want to see, we have to come up, we have to come up with a decisive answer for which one of us.
But can I do my segment?
Wow. We're back. Should we count it in?
I have one.
Should we count it in? Hold my hand.
Let me look up the article first, girl. Okay. Let me get the states right.
Gay agenda with Mac.
Okay, so we all remember this one chica in the world, all over the news. She was a headliner of 2015, 2016 because it was election year, girl. Miss Kim Davis in 2015. Denied a same-sex couple a marriage license because of her quote-unquote religious purposes. She was the clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky. And the couple sued her. And that lawsuit was postponed for years and years. Why? Because it was 2015. What was after 2015? 2016. Donald Trump was running for president. And these Republicans were using that woman as, like, the face of homophobia in America.
And saying that she won.
Parading her.
That she won.
That she won or something. It was very interesting. But, news update, she lost her lawsuit and now owes the couple $100,000 in whatever the fuck.
Good. Good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Run me my money.
Here's the thing. The gays are running it.
Be homophobic to me if you pay me. What's that? Like, I'll let somebody call me the F slur. If they pay me. Like, what? Like, is that bad? Or is that masochistic?
No.
Would you let somebody?
I'm into it. You can call me to have a star if you pay me.
What if you can spit
in my face if you pay me $5,000.
What if someone said something racist to you? How much would that cost?
How racist is it?
You decide. I can't say it because
I don't know. You tell me, like, again, it's like some race play situation.
No, what if someone called you, like, a slur?
Like the N word? Wow, nutrition.
How much would it take? Like, if someone, if you, like, for you to be like, okay,
over me just like pass on and not. I mean,
over you, over me killing them and like us, like the, for it to be okay for you.
Okay for me.
It's a personal thing because this number is going to change for a lot of people.
For me to not care. I don't know. Maybe like 10,000, you know?
Really?
A little bit more. A little more. It's a bit itchy.
I think I sent you this on TikTok. Someone was really, like, they were wearing a sign. You can call me the N-word if you give me like $20. And someone in like a...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, you did send it to me.
Leans in, says it, throws it 20, and runs
away. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
In a costume where you couldn't see their face.
Yeah, oh my God.
And it was what was that game they were dressed up as? It was hysterical. It was
were they dressed up like Minecraft?
No, it was like that game where you kill somebody.
All of them?
All of us.
No. Last of Us?
Last of Us. No. The game. No, Mac. The game where you have to find out who the killer is.
Clue?
No. It was a computer game that everybody was doing a few years back. Among Us.
Among Us. Oh, yeah. He was dressed like an Among Us. You forgot about 2020. You said whoop. Oh, my God.
You didn't get it either, bitch.
I didn't get it either.
I was explaining it very well.
What are your thoughts about people trying to restrict marriage? Because I have thoughts.
I'd be fine with it if I was allowed to restrict heterosexual marriages.
Exactly. Period. I'm not fine with it because why would you safeguard tax cuts? That's my question. Because the amount of tax cuts people get as like marriage couples,
okay, see,
the amount of benefits, the financial benefits people get in marriage couples, it makes no sense to me to people like safeguard to be like only a straight thing. Only straight people can get these tax cuts. Only straight people can go visit each other in a fucking hotel room with their in the hospital room if they're sick.
You're
That's
so
fucking
smart.
Stupid.
You're so smart. See, like, this is why this segment's hard for me to have like an opinion on sometimes because you go to taxes.
It's like now
politics,
that marriage has,
and I'm like,
because marriage has such a financial backing to it, a financial benefit to it, there's no way you can apply religious situations to it anymore.
My thing is,
it's now like a it's a political,
I just
financial engagement now, you know.
I want us to stop saying that that church and state is separated.
It's not. That is a charade.
Yeah, so let's just stop.
That is a charade. We see what's going on. The evangelicals right now are trying to ban things from schools.
Why haven't we made
ban AP courses?
Why haven't we made to be cunty? Because we can. Why don't we all just get together and make a gay religion? And then we could all be under that. And then we
make a gay religion.
We could exclude straight people from our services.
And then we have to be like the Church of Scientology. We have to sue the IRS over and over again until they declare us a religion.
Work. Homophobic Nazi.
Let's do it. There's a lot of gay rich people. There's a lot of gay billionaires.
What's the gay religion called? Who's our deity?
Our deity is
a black hole. It's a black hole, and it could be a white. No, that's racist.
It's me.
I was about to say it could become a white hole if it's nice, because white holes spit things out. Because white holes spit things out, black holes suck things in.
Oh yeah, you're talking about space. Whatever.
And I realized how that would sound.
White holes spit things out. Black holes absorb everything, girl.
No, because if you're good, you go into the white hole and get. And if you're bad, you get sucked into the black hole. But I realized like the connotations of that, and I stopped halfway through. I'm like, wow, science is racist.
Now our deity is Marsha P. Johnson, and our religion
our
religion is the brick. Wasn't it not a brick? Wasn't it a shot glass? Apparently, it was like not a brick. Apparently,
I don't know.
She like threw a shot glass or something. I don't fucking know.
Why was it in? Why did it have to be in June?
I know, why'd you? That's such a hot... Because it was a hot-ass month. They were all hot. They were trying to cool down. The police came knocking, saying, nope, y'all gotta go. And they said, not today, bitch. I've been sweating all day, bitch. I'm tired.
Can you imagine...
That's why it was June.
Imagine if it was just like... Imagine if it was October.
During spooky season.
I know.
Imagine Pride Month was October. Girl, the gays would be insufferable. We would be all over the place.
We'd have Halloween and
we'll
Pride.
We'll be fucking in the streets as Pikachu.
We already do. We already do that shit. No, I think that's good. I see. I want that segment to go to you because you say like smart shit.
If you let me.
I do. That's why I get quiet and then you tell me to talk. I give you your moment, bitch.
My moment.
And then I pop in for like some
moment.
Silly little gag. You know what I mean?
I don't want my moment.
Well, because that's your moment to really talk and like make a good point because you can do that better.
I just
than
find
I
it
can.
So hypocritical because isn't like money and wealth and hoarding like against the religion, against religions, and then people use religion as a way to stop people from getting
you would also
tax
think,
cuts, basically. What?
And also, the amount that Republicans talk about taxes and money and everything.
All the time.
What is going on?
Under God. Our dollar bills have under God on it. And it's like money and currency, like, against God.
Hell yeah, bitch. Indivisible.
Hypocrisy all over the fucking place. But okay, let's get into superlatives.
Okay, you have it on your phone.
Boop, 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 boop. 175 best most likely two questions to spice up game night for friends, family, and couples. Yes. Womenshealth.com. If anyone wants to follow along.
So these are going to be great.
Yes.
I love how you're like, this is going to be a fast one. 175.
Okay.
All right. We're obviously not going to do them all, but let's just read them down. Because I don't care how stupid they are, because that's kind of funny to me.
Yeah. Who is most likely to accidentally find a portal to another dimension?
What?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Wait, say that again.
Who is most likely to find...
To find?
Who is most likely to accidentally find a portal to another dimension?
Me, because I'm the one doing a lot of drugs.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Well, was.
Yeah, you know, when you snort some meth and then suddenly you're in...
Hell.
You're in Asgard.
Yeah. No, I've been some places... Let me tell you right now, you also get super stoned. Have you ever been like so high that you like you're like in another place?
No.
I have. I can
when,
talk about it.
Really? When I get too high, I can't feel my mouth. or my tongue. That's when I know I'm too high. When I can't feel my mouth anymore, I'm like, okay, let me stop.
I remember once upon a time, years ago, I did a line of something, but it was Molly, and I didn't know.
Oh, no.
I do things a lot.
Why are you just doing just random white powders? And it's like, oh, that was sawdust.
Oh, I'm Mike. Hi. I don't make good choices.
Jesus Christ.
You know, nice to meet you.
Understand you sometimes.
Okay, but no, I did. So I snorted a Batland fucking Molly. And it was so much that I all of a sudden started not being able to walk. I had to lay down on. So, like, and I'm naked, by the way. I'm butt ass naked in a room full of people, naked on this fucking armchair. And it went, it literally turned into a travel device soaring through like multicolored dimensions. Like I was flying through space.
Oh my God.
And at that moment, the person of the house was like, all right, everybody should leave. I couldn't go anywhere. I'm like, what am I going to drive? Yes. Someone put me in the back of their car and let me sleep.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Also, someone put me in the back of their car
and let you sleep. Who? A friend?
I don't know this person. I'm alive.
Why?
I'm alive.
What kind of?
I'm alive.
Who is?
Who?
See, this is why I fully believe you need more black friends in your life because who
all I have
fuck?
Is black friends. All I have you, Aretha Courtney.
Now all we have is black friends. And you see what we're doing for you now. We're trying to make you shut the fuck up and just sit there sometimes.
Exactly. I'm around a bunch of people where I don't get the joke. Aretha told me, she was like, when it's a bunch of black people and a white person walks in the room, we all get pissed because you guys don't get the jokes. You don't get the jokes. She goes.
You don't get the insiders.
They literally, when we did X on the Beach, it was Aretha, Ray, and Devon, and they would call it their cookout. They would go, and because they would be like, oh, their group, they would call each other cousins. Like, they were the cousins.
Cousins, yeah.
And I was like, so like, they would all be.
Cousin, auntie. Yeah,
they would be getting ready together, and it would only them. And it would be, none of them, like, when it was all of us filming, they weren't really like loud and talk or whatever, but it was just them. We would hear them cackling from the other room. And the second we walked in,
I feel it.
And that was just like,
I feel it. I get that.
Yeah. And Aretha was like, yeah, because you're not a cousin.
Because we're not a cousin.
Can I be adopted? Can I be distant? She goes, no. I'm like, okay.
Cousins, if they're close to your age, it's a cousin. If they're like an older person,
auntie.
It's auntie. Yeah. Auntie. Yeah. Always auntie. Never called a black man uncle.
Yeah. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Who is most likely to actually be a spy?
Okay, I know you think it's you.
It's me.
I don't know if it's you.
It'll be me. 110% it'll be me.
I don't think you could keep your cool in a tough situation. You get flustered very easy.
I do.
I'm a gay spy. I'm a fucking Jersey meatball asshole undercover in West Hollywood, bitch.
Okay, calm down.
I'm the spy.
Fine, whatever, it's you. I have no fight. I have no argument for that.
Who's your favorite spy? Harriet the Spy or Kim Possible? And why?
Who is Harriet the Spy? Who's Harriet the Spy? I know Carmen Sandiego.
Mac.
Who's Harriet the Spy?
Mac. No. No, you're that young.
What
no.
year? Where's it from?
I don't know. Y'all in the comments, please let me know if I'm crazy for Mac not knowing who Harriet is. You also didn't watch. What else did you not? You didn't know what All in the Family was. And Aretha yelled at you.
Yeah, I know All in the Family was. I didn't know what that animated show was.
The Proud Family?
Not Proud Family. The CGI one? The Claymation one?
Oh, CJ's. BJ's.
BJ's, whatever. BJ's. Yeah, I didn't know that one
something
either.
Something like that. Wow.
I knew Boondocks, but everyone knows Boondocks.
Aretha's favorite. I love that we've also gotten back into talking about Aretha.
Aretha?
One of her favorite things to do is imitate Uncle Ruckus. And obviously I can't because yes. Uncle Ruckus is nothing but say derogatory things to black people.
Fuck that little nerd over there. Yeah. I fucking love him. Uncle Ruckus is the funniest person on
Uncle
the show.
Imagine Uncle Ruckus in a beautiful woman's body. And that's reason.
Okay. Okay, who is most likely to be late for brunch because they stopped to pet a dog?
You. You're late, period, to everything.
I'm not late to everything. First of all, hold on.
Everything.
First of all, calm down. Okay?
I'm never late.
You're always late.
I'm never late.
You're always late because you don't want to go.
I'm always late because I don't want to be first. Okay, I'm going to accept that. You know, I am late when it comes to meetups and groups coming together because I don't want to be first. I'm going to be waiting on people.
Maybe if
I want people waiting on me.
Okay. If fair? You don't want the responsibility.
I'm one of one.
Okay.
I'm the only one.
I will say late you because of a dog might be me. Because I'm the one that'd be like,
meh! You're the one.
You baby! You will pet him! I want to scratch his ears. And then I want to make his leg. Shh, I'm not done. And then I want to make his leg itch. And then when you tell me you'll go boy or girl, whatever they want. And then you'll give me a little boop. A little boop.
Who is most likely to finish a pint of ice cream in one sitting? That's
me.
Also you.
Is this all me? Wow, okay. I did last night.
I can only eat like a few bites of ice cream, then have to go to the toilet for like 5 hours.
See, how? Welcome to Mike Does It.
Calm down. I do things.
Sometimes. That's your new channel. Mac does things sometimes.
I serve cunt.
Okay, no, then I'm it. Run you. No.
I'm one of one. I'm the only one.
I'm giving them cunt. Da na na na. My pussy, my clitoris is uphill. Nah, 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 nah. My pussy pops right on Capitol Hill. I'm giving them car.
Who is most likely to lock themselves out of their own house?
I did last week.
That would also be you.
No, can I tell you this?
What?
I, it was like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was like about to like go to bed. I'm wearing my boxers. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
1 a.m. I walk outside because I realized I forgot something in my car. Lock myself out.
Oh no.
My landlord does not answer his phone past 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be a Monday.
Oh no.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
No one's answering. I'm knocking, embarrassed, standing here in my underwear. I'm now walking around. I tried to go in my car. No one's there. I end up just sitting outside that door in my underwear. Just sitting there until someone came home. I heard them, so I went on the steps and I was like, hi, and she thought I was like homeless. And she was like, No. I'm like, No, I live here. They were coming back from Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I told them the situation. They're like, oh, thank God, because I didn't have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my phone.
Oh my God. You seem like a crazy person.
I didn't have my phone. And I had hair. And I looked like a person on crack.
Right, a person in the roaming the streets. Like,
yes.
Let me in the house.
Yes. So then I had them text the landlord. He didn't get there till like 5 a.m.
Damn.
And I was just sitting out there for hours in my underwear.
There's no maintenance for this building?
Not at 1 a.m. Mm. And I was in my underwear, didn't have a phone. Mac, fuck. Pissed. I was pissed.
So that's Mike. Who is most likely to snore when they sleep?
I snore.
I snore sometimes, but not all the time.
I mean, I don't know I snore, but I'm told I snore really bad. Okay. So this could be.
Jake snores really bad.
Okay, this is the second time on the podcast we've talked
about. I know. This is the theme of the new season. How much my boyfriend just recently starts snoring like crazy.
Jake snores.
Okay. Who is most likely to miss their flight because they packed at the last minute? You.
I've never missed a flight.
I've never missed a flight in my life either. Wrong. I've missed a couple flights. I missed my flight to Canada because my phone was stolen. And then I missed a flight up north once because I got there too late.
Okay.
To check my bag. But that was about it.
Never missed a flight. So I guess I go last.
So I guess it's me. Fine. Whatever.
Okay, wow.
Next one.
Because he's
late. 175. Okay. We're not going to get all of them. Who is most likely to get blocked by a celebrity on social media?
I think I am because I sent them dick pics one time when I was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it.
Who?
Talk about it. Next question.
Oh my God. If it was James Charles, I'm killing myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
Who is most likely to be mistaken for a celebrity?
Me.
Well, first of all.
Me. Tim Tebow all the time.
First of all, I am a celebrity, so there's no mistake here, honey. You found me. Congrats. Want a picture?
Who would play you in a movie?
Who would play you in a movie? Yeah. Nobody. Myself.
No, Mac, who would play you in a movie?
Cameron
Diaz.
I would say Zendaya's little sister in Euphoria.
Wait, who's the girl that gets in trouble all the time?
Isn't it like Storm Reed or something? No, that's...
Really? Yeah, Storm.
Sure.
Her name's like Storm or something.
I don't know her name.
Okay.
Who's the girl that does all like the, who gets in trouble because she's like a white woman that does like other races a lot? She's Black Widow.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I forgot her name. I just blanked on her name right now.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson. Yes, we'll play me. Yes. And she'll be great in it. Who is most likely to clap when their plane lands? No. Neither of us.
Oh, we're actually doing that one?
No, we're skipping that? Okay.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to appear on the kiss cam at a... Shut up. Who is most likely to appear in a viral TikTok video? Well, as a person...
Fuck.
Who has gone viral many of times. I think it's very obvious.
You've gone viral, listen, TikTok video. I've gone viral too, but you've gone
more. I've had videos that weren't TikToks go viral on TikTok that I've been in. That the first Am I the Asshole I did with Smosh all over the fucking place.
Really?
And they didn't even post it on TikTok originally. And that's when they started posting on TikTok because it got viral on TikTok.
Huh.
Little you know. Or the more you know. I don't fucking know.
Matt goes viral more than me. He loves putting that out. Help me, sir. I need the views.
Who is most likely to live a double life? I wonder. Who's the Gemini here?
I don't know. I think that one. I think that one should be blank. You know.
That one. We should skip that one. Yeah. I don't think. Neither of us.
I don't know.
Neither of us at all.
I don't know what it means. What? No. Come on.
Who is most likely to go on a TV show to look for love?
I don't know who'd be that. I don't know who'd be that.
That's so crazy. Wow. These are so weird questions to ask.
You know what? Here's the thing. First of all, I found love.
Okay. In a hopeless place.
I found love every time. It's one of my three rules. The three Fs when you go on a TV show if you want a good storyline.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Finger.
No.
Fist.
No, fuck is one. Like,
okay.
Fuck is like make. It also, it doesn't have to be full fuck. You can make out or have like some kind of.
Okay, I'm a full fuck. Line. If I remember on TV show, I'm a fully fuck.
Good.
Okay, I'm chugging out.
I fucked a girl on my first show and they cut that whole thing out. Wow. Fuck, funny.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny in your confessionals.
Okay.
And fight. You had in a fight. If you have a relationship and you're funny and you also have drama, good to go. That's what you need. Three Fs.
Okay.
My clitoris is uphill. Go ahead.
Who is most likely to walk by a celebrity on the street? Well, as a celebrity.
I hate this. This is not made for people in Los Angeles.
I know. What do you mean? We walk past celebrities all the time. We don't even know half the time. Yeah. I don't look up when I'm walking, so I don't fucking know who I'm walking past, bitch.
These questions are like, what if? Like, we're like, oh, what if?
What if?
Like, double life, TV show, celebrity. Who's the last celebrity you met?
Met? Like, physically met?
Like, actual celebrity. Like, met.
I don't know. I have to think. Who for you? Who's for
Kesha.
You?
Kesha.
You met Kesha?
She was hosting at Avita with us.
Really? Oh, that's cute.
I know. Anyway.
Like, who's considered a celebrity? Are drag queens considered celebrities? I need a lot of drag queens.
Well, they are. They are.
I need a lot of drag race girls.
But I'm talking about for, like, LA to us. Like, for me, the drag race girls are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't really count. We're with them all the time. Just have so many celebrity friends.
I don't know who's considered a celebrity.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't count. I guess it would be hard. Because we know people that would be like, Meatball. Meatball.
Meatball.
Meatball's my favorite celebrity.
Favorite celebrity?
Fat Slut. I
love Meatball.
I
want to
go. I hope you guys know. Fat Slut, the show that me and Mac have hosted for Meatball at Precinct, has gotten so big now.
So big. It's too big for its venue.
It's
like
wild.
It's happening tonight right now.
It's a big place.
It's happening tonight right now, and I was debating on going, but I'm like, I can't. It's going to be insanely crowded.
And I don't want to go to a bar because I don't want to be there right now.
You're going
to
start doing meth again?
No, stop.
Who is most likely to join a cult? I don't know. The person that just snorts whatever is in front of him seems most likely to sign on to some bullshit.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, meth.
Who is most likely to become a professional wrestler? Skipping that one.
Probably you.
Probably you.
Me?
Sumo.
Did you just say sumo?
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. You want to come at me? I'm going to come at you.
Who is most likely to be... I'm moving on. Who is most likely to be a secret doomsdayer?
Oh, the world's going to end? Me. I hate in our lives.
Do you have an emergency backpack?
No, because we're going to die. I'm just going to die.
So that's likely most likely me. You're not even prepared.
No, a doomsdayer, like is prepared for doomsday?
Yeah, doomsdayer means someone that's prepared.
Oh, I'm out. The second... here's look at me. I want you to look at me right now. I don't want to live now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep
zombies.
Saying, yeah, if there was a zombie apocalypse, I'd be like, "Girl, give me the gun."
Listen, with
give me the gun.
With how hard life is, we're on the second floor. Swan dive. The second something goes slightly worse on that news,
to the concrete.
Out. You know that? What is that meme of the guy that just gets up and walks right outside the office window and falls? Me. That's me, bitch. I'm gone. I'm done. I don't want to do that. Who wants to live? Who thinks that and goes, "I want to survive." What?
No, I won't even try it.
Do you think we're gonna?
If it was like Walking Dead zombies, I think I can survive that. They walk slow.
But everything's gross.
But if it was like Last of Us or World War Z zombies when they're running after you,
no.
Give me the gun. You know? Because let's move on.
Also, do
you know?
Think
see
we're
you
gonna,
in the afterlife.
Can I ask you something?
What?
And this might be very pessimistic and dark. Do you think we're gonna ever be old? I don't. The world's gonna end first. The world's gonna end. Y'all, what are you saving your money for? Imagine, here's the thing. Imagine.
I think I'm going to get old.
Save your money.
I'm going to age.
Prepare for the, everyone's like, prepare for the future. Mama,
I'll be
what
living
future?
I'll be living on Mars with Bill Gates and.
The ice cap. We had aliens. We missed aliens.
True.
We had a whole podcast on space. Mac, aliens are here.
Aliens have been here. They're only saying that to distract people from the fact that everything is expensive.
And
they don't
want
to make everything cheap.
I twist off my head like a pug.
We're lizard people.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to fake their own death? Me.
Why?
Views.
As someone who has died.
I wrote an entire pitch / like almost half of a treatment for a show that I was going to call Death of a Has-Been. Ended up being like an entire episode of Dave, that Little Dickie show, but... I wrote, it was about basically like a has-been, a person that was a child actor who's now in their 30s, who like no one really cares about, talks about, gets like a fake report that they died, and then suddenly everyone is talking about them and all that
stuff.
Wait,
you wrote
and
that?
No, I didn't write that.
No, I was like, what?
But I wrote a pitch and like half a treatment about like years ago, like 2018 or some shit, and I called it Death of a Has-Been, and basically it was like a series about this person basically trying to like pretend they're dead and trying to rake in all the money that they're now getting from... dying. Death of a husband. Okay. Who is most likely to lie on their resume? You.
Me.
I don't even write one, girl.
First of all, you've never had a resume.
I've written one resume once for a class.
Mine is nothing but a lie. Also, by the way, like if I ever try to go do an office job, our checks are from Google. Bitch, I'm not a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I am a social media marketing manager for Google.
I say I'm a digital media producer.
There you go.
Oh, boom.
And by the way, you know the trick, and this is actually factual. I saw somebody talk about this online.
What?
Oh, there's a big gap. What were you doing? I'm sorry. I signed an NDA. I can't talk about it.
Period.
My first time going
to
bars.
We were blowing up small countries.
My first time applying to bars before I ever bartended, I put bars from my college town that were closed down. So they couldn't call and confirm whether or not I actually worked there. But they, like, I worked there.
Wow. I heard that is a trick, though.
Yeah.
Though, that trick, too. You, like, put stuff that have shut down in your, like, small town
on
your resume and they can't really check.
What are you going to do?
Who is most likely to become an internet meme? Well.
I am one.
I am one, too. I'm one of one. I'm the only one.
Who's been one more?
Me?
I have one meme. I just have one.
I have an entire deck of GIFs about me.
Okay, GIFs aren't it, like a viral meme. Oh, you have the rainbow guy.
The rainbow gay.
And then
GIFs of me dancing as the rainbow gay.
But yeah, okay, have you had anyone as big as that? I've had one big one from Lohan where it's like, I'm nothing but trash. That's
true.
It.
And I had another one where I replied to a Hank Green tweet that's been going everywhere. It's like all over the fucking Gardner Facebook shit.
And you reacting to Joey Graceffa finding out that he's white.
Oh, I love that. I'm not in that meme. I created that meme. Oh, wow. I'm Scandinavian. Oh my god. work appropriate, most likely questions. No, thank you.
No, skip those.
Dirty. Ooh. Who is most likely to go commando? I almost went commando coming here, but put on underwear for you.
I'm always commando because
you're always commando.
By the way, those gay forums that like to post, try to post my things. Our podcast screenshots are on there of me times when I go commando wearing sweats.
Yeah.
They have me like my dick print.
Yeah.
Those are on. So
there you go.
Mama, we're on the
You board. Should give them more clicks. There, here we go. Here you go, girl. Okay.
I'm wearing underwear. See, little red thing.
Oh, yeah, you were. I remember that earlier. Who is most likely to have phone sex with a stranger? You.
Me. I used to do that all the time when I was a hooker.
How is phone sex?
Awful. It used to be good before I've had sex. Like, I used to, like, before I was having sex.
Dead ass. No, I'm sexting. Hit hard before when you were a virgin, you know?
Because like, because it was
sexting and sending nudes, it hit really hard when you're a virgin. But then once you have sex, you're kind of like, this is boring.
Yeah, it was
just
also.
Just touch me now.
It was
like,
also
what's,
when
what's
I was
happening?
In the closet because like, mm-hmm. I can talk openly dirty with a guy.
Yeah.
So it was like mm-hmm. crazy. But it was also really funny because like once you come, it's like, okay, thank you.
Dead ass. That cum clarity, you're like, okay, I'm over it.
Yeah. You also realize that like, ooh, I'm 14 and that's a 38-year-old man on the other line.
Okay, AOL. Who is most likely to drunk text their ex? I don't have an ex.
My ex and not me are friends. Like, I tell the girls, all the girls things. Oh, you only, well, wow, we've only dated one person, loser.
I've dated people.
I've only had one. I've
not
only
really
one
dated.
Person.
I've, like, had flirtationships with a handful of people.
So one ex.
That end up going nowhere. Because a lot of the people I've tried to date in fucking LA, because I was like starting like pop off and all that shit. I was starting to grow. I was starting to become a fucking meme. And so a lot of the guys I was talking to were like, oh, you know, I want to get a job. Oh, I wanna, you know what I mean? I was a child. I was a teenager. When I was in my teenage days.
They were trying to work for you?
Like they wanted me to wait for them to get their lives together. Because they were intimidated by the fact that I, like, had a following. Oh. That was a situation I was dealing with. It's Los Angeles, bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it was a pain in my ass. That's why I started dating outside of the city. Because I was like, no one here
it's
wants to
sell.
Date someone that's, like, above them yeah. in this fucking city. It's so weird.
I do.
Yes. You want a sugar daddy.
I want to be the sugar daddy, but not really. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to act like the sugar daddy.
I had to be the
but
sugar daddy.
But I want
daddy.
Them
I was
to
forced.
Have the money.
I was kind of cornered.
Okay.
Who is most likely to have their parents walk in on them having sex?
Not me.
Not
well,
me.
No. Yeah, well, no. Yes. No. 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 With the shit I was getting away with growing up? No. Fuck it. I'm not saying that. No way. No way.
No way.
They think they smart. They think they know about so much of my shit. They know about some of it, but y'all didn't know much.
Who is most likely to say I love you to a one-night stand?
Was I on Molly? I've said that before.
Then you. Okay,
I've
we're just
told
gonna...
somebody I'm like I love you, and but it's so awkward when like when you're fucked up and you're having such good sex because you're on Molly,
mm-hmm.
and then you fucking you're both like, oh my god, I fucking love you,
oh,
and then
god.
You wake up in the morning and you realize, oh, I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Oh god.
I've lived.
Who is most likely to date someone twice their age? You.
Me. I like older people preferably.
These are all like mostly for you.
Okay. I love talking about me.
Who is most likely to say the wrong name in bed? Oh my
me.
God.
No, I don't know you. I most of the time I don't know their name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been situations where sometimes I'll be like on a date or like hooking up with somebody or flirting, and then I realize halfway through, like, oh fuck, I don't know their name. And then I get nervous because I'm like, if they ask me their name at any point, I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
So mm-hmm. I start dropping hints to try to get them to say it, to, like, because just in case. Like, I get aware of that,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm like, fuck, I could get in trouble any second because, like, I'm like inside you right now, and I have no idea what you're
doing. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to own the most sex toys? Probably me.
Probably you.
Probably me.
You're more into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You post those. When you get a little flirty, when you get a little horned up,
I'm
and
a kinky
I see
girl.
You, I see you on Twitter with a little strap.
Oh, yeah, I have harnesses. I have a collection of harnesses.
There you go, girl.
A large
I see you.
Of harnesses.
You also like those kind of parties. I know you. She got them titties.
She goes out sometimes. She takes her shirt off.
So can I ask you something? What would you do if you were at one of those parties all harnessed up and someone comes up and goes, oh my God, I love your videos.
It's happened before.
Does it get awkward?
It gets pretty awkward.
I remember I was in the last time I ever tried to go to a sex party. And I want to tell you, like, I'm in a situation with a few people happening at mm-hmm. that moment. There's also like things around that shouldn't be around.
Mm-hmm.
And someone came in the room, just got there, walks up and took that moment to go, I just want to say I love your YouTube channel.
You told me this before. Said this before on the pod.
See, now I'm on. Now I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because now I feel a responsibility when I'm talking. Like, I could talk, but I talk about my crazy shit. I don't ever want you guys to see me. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. I just got caught and I'm in trouble. You know? Like, you guys got to understand. Like, I'll be open with you about this.
But they are there, too. So it's like they're not any different than you at that moment.
But, Nick, what am I supposed to have sex with you now? Now I feel like I'm abusing my, like, something. Like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
It's like when I went to Folsom and I was being recognized at Folsom, I felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. I was like, what is it? But everyone else was at Folsom recognized me. So I'm like, we're kind of all in the same boat. Okay. But, okay. Why do I feel uncut? Why do I feel like I'm breaking some rule right now?
But that's what I mean. Because I feel like in that now what they've just done is shift the balance of power in a mm-hmm. weird way. And now like you see all these people like, oh, those people, they abuse their power in order to get people or hook up with people, which I guess is not what we're doing because it's not the intent, but it's what it feels like.
It feels like, yeah.
And I feel like I feel icky.
A sexual situation with someone that recognizes you're kind of like, I don't want to touch you.
Yeah, no, because I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Like
that's, yeah.
It's boner killer. I got to go. I'm so sorry. So if anybody ever saw me out there in a situation where I was doing something bad and nasty and there were anything around there that is probably illegal, that wasn't me.
Do you know how many people wanted to fuck Justin Bieber?
No.
Me neither.
I can relate.
Who is most likely to own their own farm?
You.
Duh.
Who is I could see you. That thing where everybody's got like chickens now. I could see you with chickens. Why don't
not
you have chickens?
Chickens, girl.
I could see you with chickens.
Not loud ass chickens and a fucking rooster. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Who is most likely to cry during a sad movie?
I cry. You don't have emotions.
I cry during movies. I've cried during movies.
When was the last movie you cried? Exactly.
Give me a second.
If a dog cries, I'm fucked. If a dog cries, I'm done.
You're done?
I gotta like turn it off.
Who is most likely to become a millionaire? You're welcome.
Big bitch. Let's do a few more.
Who is most likely to get married in Vegas?
Me. I want to get married in Vegas. I want to get married and then tell everybody after. And then like, I'll have a party.
Really? I can't do that.
I want to do that. Stop me.
We cannot do that.
My wedding is going to be like a club. I want everybody to have their own VIP booth. And I want there to be performances. I don't want to be these boring weddings that everybody's like, I'm so excited for your wedding. It's the same thing.
The same fucking thing.
It's
the
same ballroom area. And everyone sits and then they give this speech. It's the same formula. Switch it the fuck up. Switch it up. Straight people.
Twist it around, Cindy.
You want me to fly to you and give you a fucking $200 gift to do something I've already fucking done? Because why? Because yours is so much specialer. Yours is so much more amazing. Your dress is something I've never seen before. Oh my God, your best friend's speech about how you guys liked the same shape McNuggets when you were younger is so inspirational. I can't wait to go. Fucking kill me.
Who is most likely to... Who is most likely to live the longest? I feel like we're going to die around the same time. I feel like we're both going to die from a heart attack for different reasons. Am I lying?
No, you're not. But I feel like you, just because I'm surprised I'm still here.
Don't say that.
Let's be real about that. With the decision making process. So, like, let's give that one to you, baby.
Okay. Who is most likely to accidentally send a nude to their mom?
Me. I get you. Probably. Can I tell you? Do you ever have that fear? I have a fear all the time. Like, do you ever send nudes to people via Instagram?
No, I have a Snapchat.
God,
that I said,
stop it.
Not
you're an adult. Grow the fuck. Whenever someone says, send me your Snap, I'm like, I'm 31 years old.
Snapchat is still popping. I don't know why.
But you're an adult.
I don't know why you're off of it. People make millions off of Snapchat, girl. You better get on.
No.
But yeah, I also have my sister on Snapchat, and sometimes I'm always afraid I'm accidentally sending something to my sister, but I never do.
No, my thing is because I use Instagram for that. So every time I send somebody something, like, it's first of all, it's always hidden, and then I send it, but then I always get nervous, like, what? Because what if I'm like, if I got, like, I'm on one, like, to a point where, like, there was a point, like, you know, when I used to go a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, I accidentally thought I was sending it to them, but sent it to my story?
That's why, yeah, I don't want to send sexual things through Instagram. Because I'm like, yes. It's one button, and it's on your fucking story. And then, like, 500 people are going to see it before you delete it. You know what I mean? Like,
or, you know what I don't like? You could see it uploading, and you can't stop the upload.
Yeah, you can't stop the upload.
That needs to change.
Instagram.
That needs to change.
Take notes.
Or, you know what? One day, y'all just got to know. If one day you pop up a story and I'm fucking somebody, just know that I'm frantic.
Just know that you didn't see that.
Yeah,
just know that he was hacked. That.
You know what? Enjoy the show and mind your business and go about your day. That's it.
Who is most likely to have a sarcastic comeback?
Me.
Aries. Who is most likely to say I love you first? Oh, this is for couples. This section's for couples. That's why.
Why are we doing this?
I'm just going down the list. They section it off.
Go to one more fun section and then we'll end it.
Who is most likely to make it to the Olympics? Girl, I walk past it in 2028. Is it 2028? 2028.
Sure. I don't know. This is all for show anymore. I got tired walking up steps before. I get two flights and I'm... Oh.
It happens to Jake sometimes because, you know, I live in a tower, basically. Yeah. We live, like, four flights of stairs go all the way to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Jake's always winded.
I go on long walks. I don't run. I go on long walks. I'm all about walks.
Walking. You can lose more fat walking than running.
Well, I loved it. I go on a 5-mile walk. I love it. I love walking.
Who is most likely to show up on your doorstep with soup when you're sick? No.
Me.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck about me.
Who is most likely to win Jeopardy? Me.
Yeah, you. Absolutely you.
Who is most likely to make it as a contestant on a national talent show?
Me. Also.
Doing what? Show me your talent right now, quickly. That's what I thought you were going to do. Shove it up your ass. I'm like, what's happening?
Grab the vodka bottle. Yeah. I just a big ass fart.
I butt chug. Who is most likely to give all their money to charity?
I give stuff to charity.
I give stuff to charity sometimes, but not all my money, girl.
There's some charities that I want to, like, get personally, like, affiliated with.
I
want
to get closer to some charities, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do animal. I want to help animals, and mm-hmm. I want to donate to sex trafficking organizations.
Sure. I used to be close with the LA LGBT Center. I want to get back to it. Girl, you're getting sued.
Who?
LA LGBT Center.
For what?
I don't know. But I got sent a letter. They're getting sued by some employee situation, and I had to sign my name to opt myself out of being part of the lawsuit because I was classified as an employee on an LGBT center for a period of time when I did hosting shit for them. But I'm like, girl, I'm not part of this mess. I don't know what's happening. No. Don't put my name in this this sheet. Only got paid a couple hundred.
All right, like one or two more.
Who is most likely to win the lottery? Probably you.
Probably me. And you'd be pissed. Because then I'm the one with the money. As somebody who won the lottery.
Good. Who is most likely to make their future kid a child star?
Oh, you. As a child star. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'd let them do whatever they wanted to do, but they're going to make money. Also, if I'm going to have a baby... That baby better make me money.
I know, dead ass.
I'm not having a baby to spend money.
My baby better become the next face of Gerber. That's what I'm saying. Does Gerber still exist? No, right?
Yeah, it does. I'm pretty sure. Know. What do we know about babies? Let's have a baby.
Let's have a baby?
Yeah, I think we could be good parents.
No, thank you.
Why?
That's a child.
So?
I don't need that in my life.
Do you want babies? You want
a kid? No.
Why?
I never want a kid.
I want two kids. Is that a black thing? What? Only because, oh my God.
What?
Only because my black friends don't want babies. Like you, Aries. Like everyone's like, I don't want babies.
Now you just think it's a black thing.
I just gonna say it's a black thing. No. No, but I'm asking because I'm like, I want, well, look at all these stupid white people having babies when they shouldn't be.
Kids? No one wants kids.
Is that a gay?
It's just a generation thing. I think our generations just don't want children.
I want a baby.
Well, you want a baby.
I want two. I want a boy and a girl.
Okay, well, adopt,
I think I'm going to have two.
Bitch.
I think I'm going to have two girls, to be honest with you. No, I'm not adopting.
I will adopt a teenager.
I will adopt a teenager
when I'm in my 60s.
I don't want to adopt.
And then
I want
pay
my baby
for their college tuition, and then that's it.
I don't want to adopt. No, I don't want to adopt.
And be like, I did something good.
I only don't want to adopt because I don't want to go through that legal and payment of it. I don't. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I think adopting is an amazing thing. I want to make a baby like everybody else. In the bathroom at a CVS in 5 minutes. And that's pushing it.
During a lunch break? Okay.
One more, baby.
One more? Yeah, yep. I'm on the last one anyways. Who is most likely to sleep through a natural disaster?
I do all the time.
All the time.
You ever wake up and like, oh, there was an earthquake?
Yeah, I wake up on Twitter and everyone's like, oh my God, earthquake. Yeah. Oh my God, did you feel it? I'm like, girl, no.
Remember that other day? I slept through an earthquake and a hurricane.
An earthquake during the hurricane. I have people messaging me like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Apparently the hurricane was much worse.
Oh, shut the fuck
certain
up.
Sections.
You guys are pussies.
But girl,
I'm from Jersey. We have hurricane parties.
It barely even rained by where I live in Los Angeles.
Y'all were acting like it's the end of
like,
days.
Where's the hurricane? I don't see what you're
Have you ever
about.
Experienced a hurricane?
No. Okay, cool. I'm from California.
You need to grow up. You need to experience more things.
I'm grown.
You need more trauma. I'm here. Can I give you some of mine?
No.
Okay.
I'm full.
Well, where can people
find you, Mike?
Okay, hold on. You can find. What? Why?
Why are you laughing?
Because we said it at the same time. I just missed you.
Okay,
I missed you.
Where can people find you?
You can find me. Oh my God! Don't yell at me. I'm crying. You can find me everywhere if you go look up at Mike MGTV. Yeah. We're gonna find before.
Thank you. You can find me anywhere if you search Mac Doesn't. That is UNICORN. You can find this podcast anywhere if you search Messy Pod. It's Amy's Wife, OD on Instagram or Twitter. You can find us on TikTok at Messy Pod with Mac and Mike. All spelled out. You can email us your hookup times, your gay agendas at G.
It's not hookup times anymore, bitch.
Cocktail with cocktails and your gay agendas.
But make sure they're videos or audios. I'm not reading them. Videos or audios. Come on, people. Give me what you got. Show me that cunt. Don't show me your cunt. But like, show me your cunt. Don't show me your cunt. Show me your cunt.
At messypod.com. At messypod. MessyPod at gmail.com. MessyPod@gmail.com. Also, some intros and all that stuff if you guys want to. And that's it. You have been.
Yeah, you've been. We got to do better than that. 1, 2, 3. And you. No, no. Come on, Mac. No.
1, 2, 3.
And you have been douched.
Boop. Ow.